So Parami here, it's the last morning of our mainland Europe convention, and I'm sitting with three friends from the Nordic region. So would you like to just introduce yourself and say hello and where you're from?
This is Sridevi, I'm from Helsinki.
Maitri Prabha from Helsinki.
And Virya Bodhi from Stockholm.
So we've finished, there's some people clearing up. The four of us seem to have managed to miss the clear up. But we have other work to do, which is very serious and important. So a little interview. So how have you enjoyed the convention? I guess that's the first question.
Oh yes, it's been very good. Yes, a historic event.
Yes, I have loved it.
Yeah, you've loved
it? Yeah. Great. Tiring, very much tired sometimes, but anyway, lovely.
Good, I'll come back and ask you more detail in a minute.
Yes, I have very much. And you, I have very much. Yes, it's the first ever convention like this, and it feels like a very good start. Very good start.
Okay, so you're saying it's the very first ever, and Sridevi, you said it was a historic occasion. So some of the earlier interviews, people have said how much they've enjoyed it being not in the UK. So, so could you say a bit more about why, for you, Sridevi, this has been historic and why you've enjoyed it so much?
Well, it's just, I think the size is very good, 80 order members, in a beautiful place. So it has felt manageable to talk to almost everybody. And yes, it does feel somehow more relaxed, more varied, because it's people from different European countries.
And you said it was tiring, yeah?
Yeah.
And I imagine that's partly because you've been going to all the things on the programme.
Yes.
So do you want to say a bit about how the programme has been?
Oh, I think that it has been very good. But also you have had the possibility to be in your own. That's very good. Yeah.
So both follow the programme and some time for you. Yeah.
Yes.
And this is a rather beautiful place to spend time, isn't it?
Yes.
So, do you want to tell us a little bit about the place?
The place? Yeah, well, it's a beautiful Schlisshof. It's by a lake. I don't know what the lake is. I can't remember that. But and there's four canoes that people have used very regularly. And some even fell out of it. But I enjoy that. I'm quite familiar with those.
And you've been out in a canoe, haven't you?
I have, a few times.
Yeah.
And well, it's perfect conditions, a very good space, and German quality to most things.
Yeah, that's always good. It's been very striking for me how many people have said that the importance of this convention, in part, has been because it's not in the UK. And although it's been in English, it seems to have been different somehow. So, I mean, maybe in a more serious note, you could say a bit about why that's felt important for you, if any of you would like to say anything.
Well, it does feel in a quite a subtle way that I can be more myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only one who's different from the English.
Right.
And but I think this means also that the Dharma has been established in Europe. Quite deeply, if there are 80 of us here, and there could have been double the number. So I think that's quite something. It's great to know that.
So there's a sense of confidence, giving confidence in that.
That the order is expanding to other countries than UK.
And either of you two like to add anything to that?
No.
Yes, I would. Yeah. Actually. Yeah. I mean, even a bit of opposition and a bit of upset there has been in the past, because I think for us from Europe, in mainland Europe, when we come to England, it's a bit like we're drowned within the English culture or UK culture or whatever. And I think here, all our differences and different cultures stand out more, and so we're more on an even footing, even if we're in German Germany, and there's most German, but it's, mm-hmm. it hasn't been a mm-hmm. dominant culture mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. So, whereas in England, quite naturally, that's so. Mm-hmm. So this is just a natural development, and I think it's very important. Mm-hmm. And we're sort of discovering both the differences, because very different cultures from mm-hmm. Spain in the south to Finland, Sweden in the north. and across, and also some historical. The history has been speaking as well. So for us coming mm-hmm. to Germany. And this had been a Nazi and a Stasi place. Ooh, so the history, the wings mm-hmm. of history is mm-hmm. 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 here as well. And I think that several people have said it's been healing. Mm. So I think across countries, and even within the movement. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a very good development. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting to hear, and it's a positive kind of way of thinking of it. Mm. You know, because I've been involved in organising so many things in the UK, and I've always tried to make sure that there are other voices. You know, that we do, like Mahamati and I, when we've organised conventions, we've always tried to have people from mainland Europe giving talks or leading pitches and things. But nevertheless, more than half the order still lives in the UK. And I guess that in itself, it has its effect, doesn't it? So I suppose I'm hopeful that having this kind of thing gives confidence. And that's a very good way of thinking of it as well, that healing internally for mainland Europe. But also maybe when we have things in the UK again, there'll be more of a sense of you've been able to come and be more present or something. Yeah. Like there's more bonds between people here now. Mm-hmm.
I think it's easier for people here to give talks, because I think when we go to England, we compare ourselves to the English. Yeah. And so I think here the stakes are a bit lower. That's my sense. Yeah. And it's been not levelled up, but it seems mm-hmm. to be more...
Yes, somebody said to me in one of the other interviews that they felt because English is the second language for almost everybody here, that they're on a level playing field, as they say, that, you know, it's they don't mind. So that's quite interesting. So do you think it'd be helpful if we had talks in the UK to have them done in people's native tongue with translation? I mean, I'm just thinking aloud, really.
For some of the languages, yes. Yeah. Maybe for the smaller languages, it's like ours, Finnish and Swedish, it might be a bit...
That'd be hard.
Well, I wonder if it would bring that international flavour more obviously.
Well, maybe if it's short talks, I mean, if it's 10, 15 minutes, then you have a sort of bit...
It's nice to hear the other languages, also it's a bit difficult to listen with every sentence being translated. Yeah. So there's pros and cons.
It's just worth thinking about other ways to do things. You know, and certainly while I'm part of an organising group, I'd really love to hear suggestions. Yeah. Not here necessarily for the entire world to listen to, but, you know, you can always kind of... send me things if you have suggestions. And so what's been your favourite thing of the whole week? Can you think of a favourite thing?
Oh, I surprised myself feeling it's been the conversation cafes. I didn't used to like them.
Okay.
But here I have enjoyed them. And I even felt we could have had a bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to say what a conversation cafe is? Just quickly. Because some people listening might not have ever done them.
So you get a group of three or four, a small group of order members at a table discussing a particular question. Mm-hmm. So for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you've got something quite important and serious to talk about, but quite briefly connecting with that group. And then you change to another group and then another group. So three questions. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, good. Highlight for you?
Oh, I think that conversation cafe was very good, because I was very reluctant with my English, and suddenly I noticed that they are wonderful situations to really get to know people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how much you can connect in 15, 20 minutes.
Yes, yes.
Highlight for you, for your body?
Well, I did enjoy the conversation cafes too, but maybe I'll highlight the pujas then, because there was in the pujas, which were, there's one night for the mainland Europe, mm-hmm. there was one for the Nordic, and there's one for the Spanish, mm-hmm. and there's one, yeah, for all of us. And our local cultures stood out, and I really enjoyed all of them.
Yeah, I think I would agree. I think I loved all the pujas. One of my memories from the pujas was the Spanish puja, the mantra at the end. Padmasambhava mantra. I thought it was never going to end.
Yeah.
And I must say, I didn't get to sleep until about 4 o'clock in the morning because my energy was quite high. Yeah. But it was amazing, wasn't it?
Yes,
and walking around. And very beautiful stupa.
Yeah.
I think that really sort of helped. Beautiful. Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, do you want to say?
Well, I just want to add, I really enjoyed having Bhante prominently on a shrine in the shrine room.
Yeah.
And he felt very present in every night of the regions, partly the translations, but also how Sadakara talking about her meetings and their dealings. But I think he was very present for all of us, and I was very pleased about that.
Yeah, that's interesting. One of the questions in the cafe yesterday was something about what you take away from here. And I said one of the things that I've been really struck by was something that Guna Badri said in the in the puja she led for the Central Europe region. She said, in our region, there's strong devotion to Bhante. And I've really felt that. And that's something that I'll take away, because that isn't always, you know, my experience sometimes travelling. I don't have such a strong sense of Bhante's presence, but I agree he's felt very present in people's talks. And
helped having a separate shrine for him.
Yeah. And watching people in the evening lighting a candle to that shrine.
Yeah.
That's been very lovely, yeah. And also all the talks, I think most people in the talks expressed their gratitude to Bhante, which was also, you know, and to the movement and to certain people, so... Yeah. So, will you come again?
Oh, yes.
Yes, of course.
Definitely. I think it's a shame it might be 3 years to the next one.
Well, yeah, you know. Because there are international conventions as well. So, next year, you will recall, there's an international convention at Adistana and Wyndham. So, I hope we'll see some people here, from here, at that convention. And... meanwhile, we'll try to think of ways of making sure that the different areas around the world are visible and present like that. Because I think, I'm very privileged in the work that I do as order convener. I travel to all our areas. And I've been to conventions almost everywhere now, which is great. And be at another one in Australasia later this year. I really love the internationality of our order, and I really hope, my big wish is that for as long as possible we can stay a united order, you know, and that all of those different areas and region and their cultures and their languages are well preserved and that they're visible and audible within our community, as well as having a sense of being one community. So I hope this convention is a strong part of helping that to happen. So thank you very much for allowing me to interview you in your busy doing nothing.
Thank you.
Thank you.